Hi, my name is Sanmi Song, and I went to mission trip 2 weeks ago to Orissa, India. As you see in the map, Orissa is located in eastern India, and we stayed in its capital, Bhubaneswar. So, on the right side of Orissa, there's Bhubaneswar, if you can see. We visited cities around Bhubaneswar, and let's start my testimony. After completing mission school last year, I knew mission is something that Jesus wants me to obey. But this thought burdened me. While I was deciding whether to go this mission trip or not, I had the opportunity to share the gospel with the two exchange students in my son's class. God gave me compassion for the boys. I invited them to my house and shared the good news of Jesus. When the two boys accepted Jesus as their Savior on the same day, my heart was full of joy. That's when my thoughts on missions had changed from a burden to anticipation of reaching out to the lost sheep. Following Sunday, I filled out the application and joined the mission training for Orissa, India. The hardest part of mission training was prayer. The assignment was to pray 9 minutes every day. While I was doing prayer assignment, I felt I was not qualified to share the message of Jesus without having intimate relationship with God myself. I prayed honestly for God to meet me closely, and it was the first time that I tried my best to keep the time of prayer daily. Even though I prayed every day to meet God, I still wasn't sure if I was filled with the Holy Spirit. I didn't feel like there was direct evidence that I was truly with God, even until the day I left for India. Our flight to New Delhi, then to Bhubaneswar, was changed at the last minute due to bad relationships between Pakistan and India. Instead of direct flight to New Delhi, we had to fly around Pakistan to United Arab Emirates, where we had to stop a couple of hours for refueling before headed to New Delhi. This delay caused us to miss our connecting flight from New Delhi to Orissa. All in all, it took us more than 30 hours to arrive at Orissa, India. Due to these changes, our checked bags arrived next day afternoon. Most of us started our first day of mission without a change of clothes, not fitted for the 98 degrees and 95% humidity in Orissa. It would have been perfectly normal for us to feel exhausted and uncomfortable, but no one in our mission team complained about it. It was not us trying to be nice or stay positive, but we actually did not feel any discomfort. Later that day, we shared why Jesus instructed disciples not to take back extra clothes or money when he sent them to mission field. He provides things we needed for his work. Even with all the unexpected changes, our team was just happy, and that's when I realized the Holy Spirit was with us. On the first day of mission, we witnessed Holy Spirit came down as light to a humble heart. I usually try not to use church jargons just because I didn't want to use them meaninglessly, but I don't know how to explain in any other way what I witnessed that day. On the way to next meeting place, a woman on the street came to us and asked for a blessing. The local pastor quickly read the gospel from gospel tract to her, and she accepted Jesus and baptized right there. When she was repeating pastor's prayer of acceptance, she took off her sandals. When the prayer was done, she couldn't open her eyes fully, and she kept brushing off her eyes. She explained that there was a light in front of her, and it was too bright for her to open her eyes. I did not see the light she saw, but everyone was sure Holy Spirit came down on her. Since I heard testimonies from India so many times, I was already expecting that people would accept Jesus once the gospel is heard. However, the power of gospel I experienced exceeded all my expectations. One of the verses we memorized during training was Ephesians 1:19. And you may know what is the immeasurable greatness of His power toward us who believe, according to the working of His great might. We met a young man named Suprajit. Suprajit was hearing impaired, and his mother brought him to Gathering Place after she heard the gospel. She asked us to pray for her son. We prayed for him, but nothing happened at first. Then we realized that he did not hear the gospel. The local pastor quickly showed him the gospel booklet, and as he read it through, he accepted Jesus and was baptized. We prayed for him again. We prayed that God may open his ears and mouth so he could hear and speak clearly. As we prayed more, Elder John, he's our team leader, he got close to his ears and started telling him something more than what he and his mother asked. Elder John told him, Jesus loves you so much. To Jesus, you are the most beautiful child. You are the most precious child. You are the most handsome child. And suddenly, Suprajit began to cry. We realized then the most painful part of his life was not the hearing problem, but the years of loneliness and teasing from other people. Holy Spirit touched his deepest pain and spoke through Elder John. Elder John proclaimed Jesus took away his loneliness and sadness, and Jesus is treating him as a prince of God. As he prayed more, he started hearing better and speaking loudly. He still couldn't speak very clearly, but he repeated loudly, Jishu and Jaimashiki, meaning Jesus and Jesus' victory, with joy. God's great might healed his ears and touched his deepest pain. Everyone there who now believes in Jesus and who already accepted Jesus before tasted what is the immeasurable greatness of his power. When we visited a rural area called Jagatsinghapur, Holy Spirit came to bless people who are waiting humbly and honestly. When we arrived at the personal PC's house, about 20 people were waiting for us quietly. When we shared our testimony and the gospel, they were very focused to hear us. When accepting Jesus as their Lord, I saw a girl covering her head with a scarf to show respect. One man closed his eyes and put his hands on his chest when baptized. The atmosphere of worship was sincere and earnest, even though it was the first time that they heard the gospel. I wasn't sure if I ever were so respectful to Jesus and to gospel like these people, although I've been hearing story of Jesus and his gospel for over decades. A girl around... A girl around 20 years old asked us to pray for her. She says she was sick for 2 weeks and it looks she had a light cold. As soon as we put our hands on her to pray, she collapsed. We weren't sure what to do, and Elder John told us to leave her to sleep. She slept peacefully even though people tried to wake her by splashing water on her face and nose. After some time, she woke up and said she dreamed of Jesus coming to her to give blessing. I then realized she collapsed because Holy Spirit poured down on her. I believe God was really there to bless them. He wanted his new children to know his presence through her dream. From the visit of this village, I learned that Holy Spirit gladly dwells among worshipers who come before God humbly and respectfully. God loved them dearly. He could not help but letting them know that He was there. Every day it was so clear Holy Spirit was with us, as if His presence was visible. It feels amazingly super happy being with Holy Spirit every moment. As we left the villages, we saw people sharing with their neighbors what they experienced. They must be sharing the unbelievable healing and power that happened to them. This reminded me of a scene in the Bible when a woman met Jesus at the well and telling her neighbor excitedly that she just met Jesus. Next. There was a lady who had a pain over her right leg for a long period of time. And after we prayed twice, all the pain was gone. Immediately, she called her husband to tell him that what just happened. And this young man on the right side, he fell a year and a half ago and could not walk since. Two friends brought him to us since he couldn't walk by himself. We noticed his legs were thin comparing to his body since no muscle has been built up. We prayed 2-3 times and he said the constant pain in his leg were gone. We prayed more and he started walking by himself. He called the local pastor the following day and asked for gospel booklets because he wanted to devote himself to share good news of Jesus walking around his neighborhood. All we did was telling them the good news of Jesus. We didn't have to explain to them for hours why it is important to spread gospel like so many seminars and Bible studies here. However, they just wanted to share what they heard. Most places I visited were clean. I worried about hygiene issue before the trip, but the hotel we stayed was clean that I can comfortably use their linens. Next. Once I had to use a public bathroom, Once I had to use public bathroom in a rural area, since most houses don't have a bathroom inside. I worried so much, but it was cleaner than airplane bathroom. No smell, although it's not a flushing bathroom. It would have been perfect if there was a door. I also felt the heart of people in Orissa were clean and bright. We visited 4 cities and 13 houses, but we didn't see anyone demon-possessed, which I heard it is common in India. Wherever I visit, I did not feel darkness among people. During the mission training, I heard about persecution in Orissa in 2008. Many Christian workers were killed and hundreds of churches and houses were burnt down. I thought maybe it was the blood of the martyrs from 10 years ago that had purified the heart of Orissa people. Next. People I met in Orissa treated Jesus with respect. Next slide, please. And they were humble and thirsty for the gospel. As I met people like this, I felt it was truly the time of harvest in Orissa. We need to send workers to this harvest field. I strongly recommend you to go to Orissa mission. God needs you there. Next, please. The local coordinator is Pastor Sukanta. He is passionate about Jesus and Orissa people. His message is so powerful that I found myself saying Amen many times, even when he is talking in Odia. We need more workers like Pastor Sukanta in Orissa as it's a harvest field. Also, location of Orissa state is important as this state will cover ministry of Eastern India and nearing countries like Bangladesh. There's so much more to tell you because every day I witness amazing things that I only read about in the New Testament. It was undeniable that Holy Spirit was with us every moment throughout the week. I was unsure and hesitant until the day I left, but God gave me gift of joy that I have never felt before. Through this mission trip, God showed me how He delights when people come to believe Him in the name of Jesus. And witnessing and experiencing this firsthand for a week was super excited and super happy. Thank you.